Hello, Unstoppables. Welcome to the Unstoppable Students Podcast with myself, Ezekiel Ulebo, the Uniport dropout. And welcome to episode 46. Super, super excited to be with you, as always, to be with you every other day, sharing my thoughts around the student life and the student way. Now, this podcast is dedicated to the students across Africa, and indeed the students around the world. And one of the reasons why I started this podcast, yes, of course, it's my story, how I was able to break through my challenges and move from a dropout, a failout in 2012 to become the valedictorian of my university in 2018-2019. And one of the things I know I had to work on, and unfortunately, something I still see students embracing these days, is my self-limiting beliefs. Now, there are several of them, but I'm just going to focus on the self-limiting beliefs that students attach to being a student. So you hear statements like, oh, you know, I'm a student, I can't afford this. Oh, you know, I'm a student, I don't have enough time. Oh, you know, I'm a student, this. You know, I'm a student, that. And you can add any self-limiting belief of your own, anyone you know you have used, or if you're anyone you're guilty of using continually. And the truth is, self-limiting beliefs is exactly that. It is there to limit you. It is not empowering in any way. So let's take one example. You say something like, you know, I'm a student, I can't afford this. Now, I would always ask when I get statements like this, are you the only student that can't afford this? Or are you saying that every student can't afford this? And sometimes, depending on how important that thing is to the student, I begin to probe further. So I ask things like, okay, in your class, do you know anyone who can afford this thing? They say yes. I ask, well, is that person a student? They say yes. As I probe further, they begin to figure out where I'm headed. They realize that they have generalized that excuse and they've said, you know, I'm a student, so I can't afford this. But based on my questions, they begin to realize that, wait a minute, this classmate of mine and that friend of mine, and oh, the other friend of mine in the other school, and the other friend in that other university, and that other friend in that other polytechnic, they will be able to afford this thing. So it's not about being a student, it's about me. So we, and I want to add myself as a student right now, because I'm talking to students, we need to get out of that frame of holding something else as an excuse. Being a student does not stop you from achieving anything in life. So if for any reason you can't afford that thing, or you can't achieve that thing, or you can't make an impact in that level, then you want to start asking yourself deeper questions. You know, I always say that there is no challenge that the human mind cannot come out of by asking the right questions. So when you give conclusions like, I'm a student, I can't afford that, what you're essentially doing to your mind is you have closed the case. You know, when the police are done solving a crime, they say the case is now closed. So that means it has come to a conclusion. That's exactly what you do to your mind every time you give an excuse in that manner. Every time you say, you know, I'm a student, so I can't afford to do this, you're telling your mind, okay, you know what? So that's the conclusion. And the mind closes up to that possibility. But when you start asking yourself questions like, okay, in as much as I'm a student, how can I still afford this? How can I still do this? How can I still make an impact in that? Then your mind begins to work. Because you see, your mind works with questions, and not just any kind of question, quality questions. When you begin to ask yourself quality questions, all of a sudden, perhaps the solution won't come right at once, but your mind begins to work in its creative best. And it begins to prefer different options. All of what we have in the world of science, in the world of technology, started by someone being curious enough to ask the right questions. And they didn't stop asking questions until they got what they were looking for. And even when they got what they were looking for, they kept asking questions. How can we make this better than what it is now? How can we make this user experience better than what it is? How can we solve more problems on a higher scale than what we are currently solving? This world that we live in is ruled by minds. And the way minds rule our world is by asking quality questions. Unstoppables around the world, nothing and no one can stop you. So if you have self-limiting beliefs, realize that you are currently the one stopping yourself. Not the fact that you're a student, not the fact that your coursework is loaded and stressful, not the fact that your school is stressful or is after your life. You know, like what I hear these days, oh, my school is after my life. My school is after my peace of mind. Just stop it already. Can we just close the chapter on excuses and start asking the right questions? How can I be more, do more, give more, impact more, even as a student? And I assure you, by the time you start asking the right questions, your mind starts taking you to people who can help you. You know, it's no longer about how do I do this, how do I do that. It's not really about how all the time. Sometimes it's about who knows the how to help me out. So for example, you say, I'm a student, I can't afford this. Well, is there someone who is still a student, probably in the same class with you, and is able to afford it? If the answer is yes, then the next thing you want to be doing is, I need to start asking that person questions. And again, depending on the quality questions that you ask that person, you can begin to get quality answers. Quality answers that can liberate you and really, truly help you become unstoppable. So all excuses are the same. All self-limiting beliefs are the same. And their task in your life, their mission in your life is the same. To stop you on your tracks. To stop you from moving to your next level. And if you don't handle it now as a student, guess what? When you're done with school, you're still going to be looking for excuses. Because remember, you've trained your mind to say, it's because I'm a student that I can't afford this. Very soon, you're going to get out of school and maybe get a job. And you say, oh, you know, I would have loved to afford this luxury lifestyle. But, you know, it's because I'm a civil servant. Oh, you know, it's because I'm a teacher. You know, teachers are not paid well. You will keep giving excuses. And by that time, it will be too difficult to pull out because you've already trained your mind over time with that self-limiting belief. So this is a wake-up call to all students across Africa, all undergraduates across Africa. Begin to ask yourself, what are my limiting beliefs? What are the things I've tagged as things I cannot do simply because I'm a student? Perhaps write them down and begin to ask yourself quality questions. Are there ways I can be a student and still achieve this and achieve that? In other episodes, I'm going to be bringing on friends of mine who have been able to achieve the pinnacle of academic success while also achieving other aspects like sports, for example, right? Like business, like volunteering, like they did well in school. They graduated with their first class, they had distinctions, and they were still able to balance up with other amazing aspects of life. So if people have done it before, then you can do it. Begin to ask yourself the right questions. Quality questions will get you out of any self-limiting belief. Unstoppables around the world, thank you so much for always dropping by, always dropping your feedback on Instagram, always sharing your thoughts and sharing these episodes to your amazing inner circle. Thank you so much. Please, I'd love to have your feedback on Instagram. I am at Ezekiel Ulebor. Ezekiel Ulebor. Thank you so much, Unstoppables around the world. Remember that you are the best and you are unstoppable. God bless you.